Welcome to the Off Topic Podcast, episode 147. I'm Koba the Gorilla.
And I am H.
Yes, he is.
Yes, sir.
We're ready for another exciting episode of the Off Topic Podcast.
After a fucking little couple day break, you know, we were in the Bahamas, we were in Cancun, we were in fucking Los Cabos.
You know what I hate? Like, people that I don't know if I'm going to sound like a hater, but yeah, people that have traveled, but ni le queda to travel.
Like you don't believe that they travel, like when they tell you or what?
Maybe that, but also on top of that, it's like, you didn't even learn any culture, you know?
Yeah.
I get you. Like, you're still like lame to
you're
me,
you're the
you know?
Same, you know?
Yeah, you're still lame to me.
Yeah, you just went to the beach.
Or like, nah, even if they go somewhere else, like, I don't, like, I'm like, oh, like, ni te queda, you
know? that's funny, actually.
It's like how sometimes, like, really, really nerdy Asians wear, like, all Balenciaga, mm-hmm, like, from head to toe, and it's like,
you see them at the mall. You know?
Yeah, you see them at the mall, and you're like, that fool will probably let me have that shit if I ask him to, you know? Like, I don't know, like, and it's definitely, like, some sort of, like, hating. But
is it the destination, or is it more like you think that? I feel like it's a destination. I don't know, but for you, like, what is it? Is it just the person that it doesn't, like, match with the place you're going to, or what?
Nah, because I know, like, paisas and Asians and everyone that goes to, like, Hawaii, for example.
Yeah.
And, like, it's fine. Like, it's not even about race, honestly. It's more
It's not even, I'm not talking about that, but it's more like, does it not, like the person, them personally, like, is it just more like it doesn't suit them?
I also too feel like, you were a boring fuck in Hawaii anyway, you know?
Yeah,
or wherever you went.
Like, you didn't even turn up, you know?
Yeah, and it's just like lame, you know? Yeah. I don't know. I'm probably
like, what did you do there, you know?
Yeah. Like, you didn't belong for sure, you know?
Yeah. That's fucking funny.
Yeah. It's like you were third wheeling the country. You know?
You were third wheeling.
I don't know. That's how I think. That's what I think. But who the fuck knows? Who knows? So this is how my day went. I went to work, and then now I'm here, and now we're recording. H is actually off for a couple days. Any great plans you have for these 4 days?
Shit. No, I'm actually just cleaning my room.
Yeah, catching up on shit.
Resting. Resting, playing games. A couple movies that if you guys want to recommend, I'll be watching. I'll be open to watch.
You should, actually. Yeah.
I've been watching more, like, soccer games now. I have, like, more time, too.
That's good, yeah. You know what? I was actually thinking about that. Not you specifically, but I was thinking about, like, fans, not only of just soccer, but sports, mm-hmm, where, like, they're fans, but they don't even watch games. Like, I don't respect I don't respect that. Like people are like, I'm a Barca fan, but I ain't getting up that early. Like, okay, well, then, like, you're not a fan. Like, I don't know. Like, just reading results off Twitter and, like, seeing highlights.
I'm a Lakers fan, but you don't even watch the games. I don't know.
Yeah, like,
because
like,
your brother Carlos, he watches all the games, like, for the Dodgers.
Yeah, he watched all the Dodgers games. Yeah, he watches all the
Like, I know
Liverpool
he's a real
games.
Fan. Like, if there's somebody that could talk about whatever happens with the team, like, he's
yeah, there. Definitely.
I feel like those fans win a sort of respect, you know?
Yeah.
Regardless whatever team it is or sport.
Yeah, I feel the same way, too. And also, like, it's, there's nothing wrong with just saying, like, oh, I support, like the Dodgers. Like, I think I'm a supporter of the Dodgers.
Yeah,
you know?
Because
I wouldn't say I'm a fan. Like,
yeah,
I'm
because
not.
you don't watch baseball, you know, but, like, you've gone to games and
yeah, my wife watched games on TV. Yeah. This whole like round that they did with the Mets, I watched, and I thought it was pretty cool. Like, I do like the thing about baseball, that I do like that every fucking player in that pitch is debatably more important than the other, you know? Like, there's no, like, if for me, at least as a casual viewer, there's no main guy. Like, I feel like, for example, like, if your pitcher's on fire, he can pitch a perfect game and no one even gets a hit off, you know? That's possible. Man. It's rare, but it's possible. But does that even matter if the person they're pitching to is a fucking monster that if he hits it once, he's going to knock it out of the fucking park and now you're fucked because this will hit a home run, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
like, you're down by three, but then there's bases loaded and you score a fucking home run and then fucking all of a sudden now you're up by one. Like, that's crazy, you know? I kind of do like that.
That's cool, yeah.
But the highs of sports is also like the low is like very low. Like people get upset. Like I don't like it when they show the fans in the crowd. I'm kind of a pussy with sports with that. I see like fans that I know are real fans, like fucking like upset. You're not even just crying. Like just aguitados. I'm like, fuck. Like you're a fucking Mets fan and you're at Dodger Stadium and now you gotta go back to fucking the East Coast, you know, and you lost. Like that's fucking crazy. Yeah. But also, if you're a Mets fan and you go to Dodger Stadium and they win, like fuck, and now you get to go back and like, yeah, they fucking won.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like Joey Diaz always had a bit that he would do where he's like, oh, imagine like you take the subway because you're a Yankees fan to whatever fucking game, and then they get their ass kicked and you're on the subway with the fucking jersey on still, and they lost, like they got smoked, like that fucking sucks, probably. Yeah, you know? Like, you still got to take the subway. Yeah,
I know that pain.
Yeah, and then also, like, or when I see like real kids like that are like fucking like a fucking Cruz Azul fan crying and he's like a kid, I'm like, damn, like, this was a fucking fan of his team, you know? Yeah. Like that's just like crazy. Like to me, like that kid ain't fucking rooting for Barca, you know, Real Madrid. Like nah, like, that's his fucking team. Like that's his fucking team.
Yeah.
Or when you're a fan of a team that fucking sucks, like that sucks, you know. More respect to you too.
Go Angels.
Unless you're a Jets fan and then you just like the attention.
I feel like all football fans, besides Raiders and Ram fans, like the attention.
You think so?
They're not even from Dallas. They're not even from New York. They're not from Seattle. They're not from at least Raider fans. And like they were here, you know. And
yeah,
we grew up with the Raiders, you know. Yeah. And I'm not even a football fan, but I respect the Raiders and the Rams.
I sometimes find that when I say that, I always get like not heat, but like I always get like a feedback of half or like. People are like, oh, you're one of those people.
Bro, like, that's baseball makes more sense, at least closer to soccer. Is like, people like the Dodgers here or the Angels, you know? But they're not rooting for fucking, I don't know, fucking.
That's what my brother says, that like.
Mets and shit, you know?
I don't know. I mean, it's the same thing. It's a team, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not from New York.
Oh, yeah. You're saying like, you see it less. You're saying.
In football, you see it everywhere.
I kind of see it, I guess from my end, I've seen it in baseball. But football, it's worse. You're right.
Football's fucking crazy. Everybody's from all of 56. Yeah,
like Pittsburgh fans. Yeah. And I think like, you don't even know like what's fucking where Pittsburgh is probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It trips me out. Me as a soccer fan. Also, I mean, I do know what happens in Europe, but it's more with Barca Madrid. Obviously, when you like another team in Europe besides that, like, you're usually, like, most likely a big soccer fan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's how I feel sometimes with the whole team thing.
So you're rooting for...
But you know what, though? My brother made a good point also. What? Where the way I see it with basketball... And by the way, fucking hit us up at Off Topic Podcast 34 on Instagram. Clippers. And DM us. Let me know what you guys think with what we're saying. Are we wrong about all this shit? I don't know. Let us know. But with basketball fans, they're fans of players, not teams, you know?
LeBron, like, Kobe.
They go see LeBron play.
They go see Kobe's wife.
They go see. Sense. Yeah, like, who the fuck cares? Like, I'm honestly, what kind of a fucking mark are you taking a picture with Kobe's wife if you ever see Kobe's wife? Like, if you take a picture with Kobe Bryant's wife, it's the same as if I take a picture with a fucking referee from WWE. Like, he's not the wrestler. I don't give a fuck. With all due respect, it's not about him. Like, you're not the star. She wasn't Kobe. Rest in peace. Like, I don't know. Like, do people do that? Is that what you said? Like, they go see.
They always mentioned, like, Vanessa Bryant. Like, Vanessa Bryant was at the stadium. She went to the Dodgers. Like, what did she do? Like,
Vanessa Bryant took a shit today at the game.
Yeah, but it's weird. Like, everybody, like, marks out for her.
Yeah. Always,
you know what I noticed? And I know off-topic soldiers aren't this, so you guys shouldn't feel offended. But all the other people should. They're all like basic assholes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Check the people on your Instagram that follow her, and you'll see. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't follow Vanessa Bryant.
No, I don't either.
I wouldn't even follow Kobe Bryant.
But honestly, when it said, like, followed by, like, check.
I don't like athletes that... Yeah, that's an old one. Kudos. That's funny.
That are bigger or
yeah, like team. I don't know, like I can't think of any, like I don't know, I don't like that shit. And also with MMA or fighting, I feel like, because my brother told me this, he was like,
we were
watching the game, and then he was like, and then they showed the crowd all sad, like I think it was like a Mets fan, and then he was like kind of bummed out, And then the girl next to him was like still fucking waving the fucking flag, even though they're gonna lose, which is fucking crazy. And like my brother was like, that's fucking crazy. I could never be like that girl. And I was like, oh, why not? And he was like, dude, I'd be bummed out.
The girl was a Mets.
They were both Mets fans.
Oh, both. Okay.
Yeah. And then he was just like, oh, like, that's fucking crazy. And then I told him, I kind of get it, though. I was really upset when Jon Jones beat Daniel Cormier the second time they fought. And then my brother was like, see, that's crazy to me because that's a fighter. He was like, that's a person. And he's like, we root for a team. And he wasn't, like, arguing me about it. He was just saying, like, like, I don't care which player's in the Dodgers. I like the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And then he was saying, like, and you're rooting for a guy. That's crazy. And I was like, nah. I was like, I think it's more relatable.
It's just the nature of the sport. That's like,
and also because he doesn't watch MMA and because I don't watch baseball.
It's like boxing too, you know? Like,
yeah.
It sucks when you saw Mikey Garcia
lose. Yeah.
Like kind of like an upset, you know?
It bumps you out, right? Yeah. Or like when I saw when Dominic Cruz started like losing all the time, I'm like, fuck, like, that fucking sucks.
Well, like you feel for that person because it's like there's more behind it due to the loss, you know?
You know them.
Yeah. It all feels like it. Or when, like when Tony Ferguson lost.
Yeah.
So nasty.
Yeah, yeah. The Justin one, we saw it at your house. Yeah. You could hear the fucking punches and shit on the fucking flesh. Yeah, like that shit bumps you out, you know?
Yeah.
And then...
I get it. He's probably not just a combat
sport, yeah.
Like fan, like or he doesn't root for somebody. So that's why it's kind of hard for you to like put yourself in those shoes.
Yeah, he was like, oh, like for me that's like even crazier because like, it's like it's a person. Now, so like I said, like he wasn't like saying I was wrong for it. He was just saying like that shit trips me out, and I was like, that to me that makes more sense because I know
they'll still be there.
It's the harsh reality of like combat sports where like it doesn't matter like who the fuck you are, like you either fucking won or you didn't, like. Daniel Cormier is like a better human being, but he fucking lost to Jon Jones twice. Like that sucks, you know? Like he never got that happy ending, you know? And then like, but then fucking Jon Jones popped, and then DC went up to heavyweight and knocked out Stipe and became champ, which was pretty cool.
Fuck it, I mean.
Yeah. So they had their own things, but like, I don't know. It always bummed me out. I always felt like Daniel Cormier deserved to win that. But like, and that's why I was like so fucking bummed out when he fucking lost. I was like, Jesus Christ, I couldn't believe it. I was like, damn, like, and he was doing so good and he got caught with a head kick. But whatever. I feel that way about Dominic Cruz too. That shit bumps me out. And then there are fighters that just piss me off when they lose because I feel like they're lazy. Like Connor.
Or the one that pisses me off that I know a lot of that pisses you off a lot too is Darren Till.
Darren Till. Yeah.
Darren Till did have a lot potential.
He did. And he was a badass promo, too.
Yeah, and I hate it when he was off-season, he would, like, say he was depressed or just get, like, fat as fuck, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, you're a pro athlete.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, I almost said that I was sick so I could pull out of the fight. Like man, that's crazy.
It's almost crazy admitting it, too, though. That's the craziest part.
Yeah, and Ryan Garcia did that, too, before he, now that he does his conservative gimmick. Before he did that, he used to do the mental health advocate gimmick.
When he was, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I fucking never.
I apologize for my cousin acting that way.
And then, you know that's interesting. It's like I'm not even like throwing shade at you, but like I'm so glad I fucking always saw through him, and I was always like, I don't believe that Christian shit. Like that fuck. Like you're a fucking liar. Like it's the same shit Jon Jones used to do. Like be a Christian, and then it's like it turns out this fool's like doing coke and fucking partying.
Born,
you know?
Born again Christian.
Yeah, like I don't like that shit. Like
you don't want to be born again or what?
I don't even remember being born the first time. Yeah. That shit's crazy.
Let me bring you to my Walmart water pool.
Let me bring you to my church. It's really chill, and then it's the church of the third revelation from There Will Be Blood. It's just like a crazy ass church. The guy like, oh, this is the pastor. He's going away with the women on a retreat next week. Don't worry,
Pastor Stan.
I know, dude. When did you first start noticing that about like Christians?
When it was just like a bunch of like rejects of life. When they were like fuck ups, like gold cholos, like fucking people with a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And it's like I get it why they would join it, you know?
Is it the idea that someone can be so down bad in life that they just throw everything and then just throw themselves at the mercy of like whatever it is they're worshiping at the time?
Yeah. Or
is
it like and then also another reason why? Another group of people who I think is kind of like a little weird. It's like Mexican Americans who want to be even more whitewashed or more American. They turned that Christianity thing. so they could be more accepted by the Americans. I don't know. That's my crazy thing that I believe.
You know what is crazy is that if I'm always talking to someone that's not Mexican, I always hear like, "Oh, I'm a Christian."
Yeah. Because it's like their way of like, "Oh, I'm in already." You know, I don't. You're a wetback. You know.
Because I feel like Mexicans are like, "Oh yeah, I was raised Catholic, but I don't go to church anymore."
But you don't say Catholic. You know?
Yeah. I was raised Catholic. Yeah. But like, if you talk to like white people, Asian people, even black people, they'll be like, "Oh, I'm a Christian. Like, I'm in the church of the." I don't know. Whatever the fuck.
I don't know. Yeah. So spread your wings, angel. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm at the. I don't know. I can't. That sounds like. That sounds like sexual as fuck.
That's a boy.
The church of spread your wings, angel. It only hurt for a little bit. Just like a sex church, dude.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
The big screen was showing porn.
Yeah, spread those little wings for me.
Instead of fucking Caesar's beds.
Got a lot of feathers under there, huh? You've been sinning, little birdie. All right, cool.
But I'm not saying all fucking.
No, I know. But bad, I noticed that, like.
But I noticed that.
Also, too, when it's like. You're right. Like, when it's like, "Oh, I used to do blow and fuck hookers and carry a gun everywhere. And there was a time where I got shot at and I should have died, but I didn't. That's when I knew that the Lord was my savior." Yeah. It's like, damn.
Sweet
like,
shit, you know?
You know, like, okay, if you're wiping your feet in God's house, at least, like, kind of sacudete before you get there, you know? Like,
that's fun. That's so funny.
Try to improve yourself a little bit before you show up to fucking God's house smelling like shit with blood on you. Like, don't fucking just, like, you know what that is? It's like, I don't know. It's exactly that. Like, it's like going to bed without showering. Like that. You can do it, but you're going to be carrying some shit with you that you probably shouldn't, you know? That's how I feel about, like, last minute worshipers. Like, oh, like, oh, fuck, I got to do something. I don't know. Like, oh, I'm a cholo, and now I'm in a wheelchair. I'm a Christian now. Like, bruh, what the fuck?
Just drink a Red Bull.
You get wings and then you can spread them.
What's up with wings today?
I know. We're thinking popping. About wings. I know.
Wingstop.
Yeah, Wingstop.
That's my little thing with that, you know?
Yeah, I feel you, dog.
Okay, and then I feel like other people who are like, and going back to like the being more American, being more Mexican, I feel like Mexicans who are really proud, they'll just stay Catholic, you know? Or like, or who have nothing to, like, be ashamed of.
You know what, though? I do feel like...
I don't know.
Some of it's legit.
No, we said, some of it, yeah, you know.
Some Christians are fucking cool, and they're like, I'm a Christian.
No, there's some that are, you know, like, you're cool.
But you know what? It's, like, confusing because, like, a Christian is technically anyone that believes in Christ.
Yeah.
But we know...
We're talking about,
you
like,
know what we're talking about.
Like, and evangelical or Protestant. Yeah,
the only reason I mention this is because there's going to be a smartass like, "Oh, well, technically, you're Catholic, too, no, so you're a Christian."
I know.
I'm trying to avoid these nerds, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're prepared.
We're prepared. Are we ready? I say it one more time. We ready?
Harris Pratt.
You know what? I always think about Mr. Pratt sometimes. Not always, but I think about it. Do you think about, like, high school sometimes? I think about North Park a lot.
No, I forgot about, like, a lot of SV. Like, Sierra Vista. Yeah, like,
I fucking... Dude.
Like, everybody was so boring. Or a majority. Like, the fools that listen. I know George Renery and all those people are cool. But,
yeah.
But the other people, like, if you ask me about them next time I see you guys, like, I don't know them.
Yeah, and it's like, when you talk to someone that you went to high school with, te da gusto, it makes you feel good. But then also they're like, "Hey, do you know... Rosa Escritorio?"
Escritorio.
Like, nah, I don't remember. And I'm like, "Oh, wait, I think I did go with Rosa Escritorio to science class, you know?" And they're like, "Oh, do you know Johnny Curtis?"
Johnny Curtis.
I'm like, "Nah, like, I don't remember this guy, you know?" And now I'm the fucking asshole, you know?
He's not Globos.
Yeah. That's just crazy, dude.
No, it's because Norfolk was just more fun.
And also, like, the teachers were cooler.
They were cooler. At least with us.
I feel like in North Park, like, the teachers didn't hate kids, you know? In general.
In general. Yeah.
Yeah, like, the other day I was listening to a band called White Lies. It's funny because the name. And I remember, and I was just listening to White Lies, like, on the way. I wasn't even listening to them. I was on the way to home, and then a song played on my phone. And then I was like, oh, fuck, Mr. Morales showed me this band.
Oh, really?
And then and I still listen to it. And then like a couple drives later, another band called Black Rebel Motorcycle Club came out. And then I was like, oh, fuck, this, he showed me that fan too. But in fairness, BRMC, I already knew them because a couple of their songs were on Sons of Anarchy. But I didn't know it was them, so it was it was still cool to remember that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, that shit's sick. But, like, even, like, or people, when people try to remind me of, like, or not remind me, but, like, talk about, like, elementary school shit, like, bro, I don't remember. Like,
that's too far away already. Yeah,
I drink a lot since then, you know? Like, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I do remember more about elementary. I remember a lot about elementary in middle school, high school.
You have too. A good memory. I do, too, kind of, though.
Yeah.
With weird shit, like, I can, can you remember lyrics of songs?
No.
Can you remember like exactly quotes from movies?
Some.
Okay. Yeah, like I'm really good at that. But I can't remember shit from elementary school like you do.
So. Oh, really?
I could remember some stuff, but
no, I'm not like they tell you like how that year was and shit, you know?
Yeah, I just remember, you know what, like when I was like younger, I just remember like always like being like wary of people.
Oh shit.
I was always like paranoid.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I never really enjoyed, like, my childhood. Like,
oh, shit.
Like, outside of my home. My home was cool for the most part.
Yeah.
But I think I was always, like, a scared kid. I'll admit it, you know. I'm not trying to be sad or nothing, but I think I was always, like, a bit of a scared kid. And that's why I think, like, standing up for myself and, like, nowadays, like, is, like, really important for me. And not in, and it's important to not make you defensive either, you know, because you don't want to be that defensive guy either.
Yeah.
Which is why I hate, like, sarcasm and I hate shit like that because it's, like, something that, like, I feel like, and you hate sarcasm, too.
Yeah, huh? I do.
Yeah, like, I hate that shit because it's, like,
say direct, you know?
Yeah, say it direct and, like, I'm not a little kid. Like, don't spare my feelings. Like, fucking tell me what's up, you know? And, like, we'll deal with it. Like, in whatever way, even in just talking. Like, I don't like that shit. So I feel like I never enjoyed, like, shit like that. Like, I never fucking, I don't know.
Not for you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And there were times where, like, shit, like, at home was crazy. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I can't. Like I haven't slept because I live with drug addicts and they stay up in my room, you know? And now I'm fucking first period in swim class, you know? Shit like that.
Fuck.
That happened, you know?
Fuck swim class.
Yeah.
I avoided, like, the drafts.
Yeah. Oh, you got out of swim class?
My plan was to never get swimming class.
And crazy because I got
and it. I was able to.
Nice.
See when you dream about things, make it true, you know?
Hey, what happened to that podcast you used to do? Did that work out? Nah, we fucking failed, you know?
We're still here.
Hey, but I skipped swim class also.
And I planned to go to North Park successfully.
You did. You know what? That was one of the earliest Henry memories for you guys that didn't grow up with us. A fun little H story. I was walking home from school and it was already when I was in continuation class, but Henry was still in his actual class, so he hadn't like fucking been moved yet. And then we fucking start walking in the same street and I see Henry and then he goes, hey, what's up, it's the one. And I was just like, oh, what's up, man? He's like, oh, you're in North Park. I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, lucky. He's like, I'm trying to get into North Park. Like, it's Harvard, you know? And then Henry goes, I'm trying to get in there, man. And I was like, what, really? He's like, it's better. You leave early. Like, you graduate early. And I was like, dude, like, Henry's the only person I know that will try to get into continuation high school on purpose. <It didn't work. laughs> And then I remember seeing you next year. And it's like you saw me, like, fucking after we've been lost forever. Like, hey, we're both here. We made it. Like, nah, bro, we didn't make it. We fucked up, you know? Nobody made it.
Like, we got into US.
And I'm like, fuck, man, I was trying to get out this year, you know?
Well, it's just looking funny.
But then we ended up staying at the continuation high school. So shout out to North Park, guys. I'm going to make this a real and challenge you guys. Even if you don't follow us, if you see this and you went to North Park, comment North Park. Baldwin Park. Shout out to North Park.
Their chicken nuggets for good.
Oh, man, that's funny. We're so funny, man.
We are.
We should do a live show and sell tickets. If we were to sell tickets, where could we go to save some money with tickets?
You go on SeatGeek and save $20 on that event.
with the code that I bet you can remember.
Off Topic Podcast.
Hell yeah, that's right. Code Off Topic Podcast. OFFTOPICPODCAST. Off Topic Podcast. Rewind that shit. I didn't misspell it.
No, you did.
I know fools are going to think I misspelled it. I'm not going to misspell it. And make sure you don't misspell it when you use the code Off Topic Podcast at checkout with SeatGeek before you save $20. Save those $20 and get it and get a tall can.
Get a tall can. Get
because that's what they cost.
Oh, yeah.
One and a half. At least you'll pay for half of the other
one. Two lemonades.
Yeah, whatever the fuck. Remember when you got so mad because I considered ordering wine at the Palladium?
That was funny as fuck. Like, are you going to enjoy it and shit?
You're like, ooh, that's looking dumb. Just get a beer. I was like, fuck you. You pissed me off today. You were 2 hours late.
And there I felt traffic. And some guy died. Guy was driving a motorcycle.
That's really annoying.
I told people, really like, annoying. Don't drive motorcycles. And he died.
Yeah, that's really annoying.
And he died.
And I'm going to bury you. Hold on. Let me bury you.
Go ahead.
And then I go, I'm like, I tell this guy, I know I'm not getting home at 4 because that's stay late, but I know he's also not getting here at 4. So I told him, hey, like, meet me at 4. And also, you had a day off, so you didn't do shit all day, probably, right? And then, so it was like, all right, cool. And then I fucking get home, and you haven't texted me. And I'm like, okay, like, fuck, I guess. And then I fucking knocked the fuck out, and then you text me at 5, like, hey, I'm on my way, my bad. I forgot to do something. And I was like, bro, like, fuck you. Like, you could have done this before. Like, that's very annoying. But it doesn't matter. Like, fuck, you're fucking 2 hours late. And then now I'm the dick because I wake up mid-nap and I'm still fucking, like, waking up. And you're like, oh, let's fucking go. And then I'm like, it fucking pisses me off.
I didn't mind. I mean, I do that to pump you.
Nah, it doesn't pump me, though. It's really annoying. It doesn't. It fucking pisses me off. Like, for a shoot, I'm not even smiling right now.
Well, I'm here.
It's just very annoying. I know. I'm here. But what if... We're getting real now.
What if
this episode is the drizzling shits because we didn't go through stuff because you relate?
And that's now what? That's behind the scenes.
It's not, though.
That's behind the scenes.
I'm putting it in the front. I'm raising the curtains.
And that'll affect the whole show for the eternity of life. That's something you have to keep behind the scenes.
No, I don't think so. I think the best part about this is that people love the realness of our topic. And that's part of the realness.
Yeah, but there's some things that have to be kept on script.
Some things that have to be kept on script. Okay, that's fair enough.
Especially those things. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you like, I wasn't shooting at you or anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
They don't need to know how we warm up.
We did warm up, though. We watched some TV.
We did, right, but I don't want them to know.
Okay, we don't want them to know. Do you hate when people...
They do know already.
Do you hate... Yeah, it doesn't matter, because I told them. Do you hate when people assume that we don't warm up?
Well, now they know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I guess I get what you mean. Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, we're going, right?
We're going.
Yeah. Why are you all upset about it?
I'm not, but... Yeah. Kind of... that's what I wanted to keep very secret.
What does it matter? We've talked about this before.
No.
Yes. Not like that. We always talk about your tardiness. Yes, yes.
Not about that. I'm talking about the behind the scenes.
Yeah, nah, yeah, but nothing bad about this episode's great,
nothing
by the
bad,
way.
Yeah, but it's kind of like, oh, fuck.
All right, well, it's done, right?
I like keeping it secret.
All right, we'll keep it a secret next time.
All right,
we have technical difficulties, and I can't even pause this shit because that stupid software thing came up. It's annoying as fuck. But anyway, guys, we're here, and we are, it's still good, though.
Oh, okay,
we're still rolling.
Never mind.
Now everybody's gonna be like, oh, that fool was mad. Huh? I'm gonna be like, nah, he wasn't mad, it was just a bit, and then all that shit.
A little bit, but I just don't like them knowing a lot of things behind the scenes.
Yeah, but how about, like, all bits aside, like, how behind the scenes do you think that is?
The preparedness?
The preparation of it? Or do you think it's more, yeah, I guess so. That's fair. Okay.
Yeah, because they're not supposed to know how we get prepared.
Yeah, you're saying the show is the show, not the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
I don't give a fuck about me being tardy.
Yeah.
I'm late to everything.
Fair. Yeah. Were you late in school a lot?
No, I never miss a day. I only missed probably like less than 5 days out of my whole 12 years.
Damn, really? So you had like perfect attendance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the only award I would get. they stopped getting them in high school.
The only A I got was in PE.
Same.
I never got perfect attendance scores. I was never that. You know what it is to me? Like, perfect attendance is like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I didn't want to be at school. So any reason that I had to not be at school.
Fuck.
I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I remember when GTA 5 came out, I like called in sick like
for 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't be able to do that shit.
I don't know how I did it, but I did it. And it's crazy. I said to call in sick, like, if it's work, you know?
That's just
if
fucking
it's
not funny. Work,
yeah, that's how you know I'm a fucking adult as fuck, you know? But I don't know.
I mean, if I had the opportunity, but I know my parents wouldn't let me.
Yeah, were they all about, like, oh, you're not going to miss school? Stuff yeah, like that? Yeah,
that's okay. Why.
Ah, that's cool.
It was to me then, yeah.
Did you have to, like, did they ever see your report cards and shit?
Yes.
My parents saw my report cards, too. Yeah.
Oh, but then I started hiding them, like, when I kind of knew when they would come.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what would you say, that they just never got there or what?
They were, I mean, I think they forgot about them after a while. Because in elementary, I mean, I don't know the fuck how they got them, you know? But then after, like, in... One of my puse las pilas, so I was like, oh, shit. Like, they come this day, you know?
Yeah.
Or everybody would tell you, oh, did you get your report card? I'm like, oh, fuck, nah. I'll be ready for it.
I think only I started caring about that when it was, like, junior high. Like, I don't even remember, like, getting report cards in elementary. Did we get them?
Yeah, but in a different form. It wasn't like A's, A's, A's.
Yeah, you know? It was like 1-4, right?
Or it's like S and N. I don't know the fuck.
Yeah, some fucking bullshit, right? And then I remember hearing from, I don't even know if this is true or not. I remember hearing it somewhere that you can't flunk junior high, at least in Sierra Vista, Baldwin Park, California. And then that's when I was like, oh, I can't flunk. Who gives a fuck, you know? And then I just fucking started, like, not fucking doing anything. And then I remember, like, specifically getting four Fs. And then, like, it's still a bit that they say, like, oh, remember when Esteban had cuatro Fs? And then because I really fucking stopped caring. And then it was, like, a big deal in my house. Like, oh, you got four Fs. Like, I can't believe it. And then in my head, I'll be like, it's fucking junior high. Like, I'm still going to high school, you know?
Yeah.
I'll put my pilas in high school. But the problem was that I kind of lost my pilas and I couldn't find them anymore. So I was just kind of fucked, you know?
Yeah.
I had, like, no charger and shit. And, like, my fucking shit's not working and shit. And that's how I fucking felt, you know?
Had five.
Yeah. What?
Had five.
Five Fs?
Yeah.
You were only passing PE or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the same way that with me. And then when I went to high school, I was, like, kind of over it even more. And at high school, I was like, oh, like. I remember this, actually. I remember that being my most back-to-school shopping where I was like, I'm getting notebooks, I'm getting binders, I'm fucking everything. I'm like a fucking nerdy Batman. I got something in every pocket, right?
Erasers.
Yeah, everything, right? And then fucking nothing. Like, I didn't give a fuck. Like, I didn't do anything, bro.
That's funny.
At the end, like, my math teacher, before I got transferred to North Park, he wouldn't even give me the classwork or homework because he knew I wasn't going to do it. And this is the thing. I'm not even being like... that fucking guy from the Breakfast Club trying to be cool, like, or, like, even, like, being funny. Like, I'm just, like, there, you know? I just don't want to do anything. And it was, like, very adamant. And then I remember my mom got a call. Like, I guess it was, like, shit was getting serious already, and I was already a sophomore. And I was missing so many credits. And they finally called my mom, and they were like, if he doesn't go to this continuation high school, there's no way your son's going to graduate. And then she was like, I remember specifically, I had a really shitty fucking computer. It was this thick, like a pizza box thick back in the day. And I would, and it was a really shitty laptop that I think someone gave my mom or something like that. And I would go to this fucking shitty fucking website, probably called it watchfreemovies.com or something. And that's when I started watching movies.
Oh, shit.
And I remember I was watching Red Dragon with Edward Norton and Anthony Hopkins. And I was watching it, and I remember, like, my mom, like, taking off my earphones to tell me, like, hey, what the fuck? Like, ¿qué pasó? Like, I don't even know what she said, but I remember her being pissed. And I was just in the living room watching movies. And it was, like, a big thing. And my dad was like, oh, pues, yeah. My dad was like, oh, just, he'll just go to the army or something.
Yeah.
That was my dad's thing. Was like, it doesn't matter. Like, he'll join the army. Fucking dude, if my dad's fucking already ready to send me to Iraq and shit, that's insane, right? My grades were low, so my dad was like, send him to Iraq. You know, he's Osama's problem now. And then I was like, fuck. And then my mom was like, oh, like, being a mom, all dramatic. Like, if I was going to jail, like, because she still thought of North Park as, like, La Escuela de Cholos. Like,
well, yeah, 90s. That's what it was known, you know?
And, like, I remember my oldest brother, like, he was, like, scared to go. He was supposed to go, and he was scared to go, and he ended up not going. And then, whatever. And then he's, like, and so my mom still has that memory, like, oh, fuck, like, it's a fucking bad school. Like, you're going to get shot, you know? Because back then, you probably would have gotten shot.
Probably.
You know? Or beat up, if, yeah, whatever. And then I was, like, okay, like... fuck, I got fucked up, you know? And I remember like them telling me, like, oh, like, you only do like half a semester, and then, or you do 1 year and then you'll come back and you'll be caught up again and then you can take. And I was like, oh, cool. My plan originally was like, I'm gonna fucking kill everything and then go back and graduate with a real diploma, right? Spoiler alert coming. They're both the fucking same. But I remember, like, that was my plan originally, is to go back to SB. And then I went to the orientation, like, when they signed you up and shit. And I went with my mom, and I just thought it was the same fucking kids I went to fucking middle school with. Just, like, some nerdier ones. Yeah. And, like, yeah, a couple of cholos, you know? And, like, some surprised black people. But, like, I was like, that's fine. Like, doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah.
And it turned out it was the best fucking school ever.
It was.
I don't know. I fucked with it. Yeah.
I did. I know. The bus driver was cool.
Hey, y'all gotta put that shit out, man.
I remember when it had my brother?
Huh?
When the witch was.
Oh, yeah. Tell the story. Tell the story.
So my brother would always like come last minute. Yeah. I would get there with Koba, like waiting for the bus to get here. And it was like, what, 6:50, 7:50?
Yeah.
And this would always go like at 7:56, 7:58.
Oh, yeah. We'd be at the bus stop. Oh, yeah, go
ahead.
And
I guess the bus came like a little earlier. And this was Cyra Bart. So he was just running it. And when she just started like pulling up, Pig was all like,
yeah,
like
yeah,
Spider-Man in the person.
That's fucking hilarious, dude. Yeah, literally it was like some Spider-Man, and then the bus lady was just laughing. She was laughing at something else. But in his perspective, later when we saw him, he's like, fucking bitch, I saw that bitch fucking laughing at me. Fucking bitch. I saw her laughing at me. Well, it was just funny because, and I didn't even tell him what she was laughing at something else, because like that's the best thing ever, is that he could think that she was laughing at him. It was like the best thing ever. But yeah, H's brother used to show up so late to the fucking bus stop, and it'd be already me, H, and like, the other kids, and it would be talking. And then, like, I'd be like, oh, where's Ricky? He'd be like, oh, he's still sleeping. And I'd be like, damn, this is fucking, just rolls over and comes through, you know? Your brother was always tired. Oh, I'm tired.
Oh, yeah, he would stay up late.
Yeah. You guys look similar when you're both tired, but you're tired, like, not as much as him.
Yeah.
He's way more tired. And I remember just him, like, oh, I'm fucking tired. I always remember that. And then, I don't know. That shit was the best. Even riding the bus was cool.
Yeah,
right. I even liked walking home like a little bit.
Walking home was fun. I mean, we wouldn't make it fun.
Yeah. And then like we lived pretty close to each other. You were on one street and I was on the other.
Oh, yeah, huh?
We lived like walking distance from each other. You used to just come to my house. Yeah.
I know, walking.
Yeah. See, that's the problem with now. There's too much traffic between us. Maybe that's what it is. When you're a kid, you don't think about traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cars' fault, though.
It's cars' fault, yeah. Too many people use cars.
Too many people live up here, you know?
Yeah.
They have the same plan.
Yeah, they want to make it, huh?
Yeah. Also, get a smart car already.
They
should get a smart car.
You know, when I see, like, those stupid little cars that are fucking literally so small, like, I think, like, dude, if you get in a car, you're fucked. Then in a car accident, you're fucked.
I know.
And that's what you get for driving that. Like, those two-seater ones that literally look like bullets.
The smart ones, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I'm like, nah, dude. Like,
funny.
You're fucked, bro. Like, you're done.
Those are really good.
Your brains are all over the road when you fucking get hit by something. I don't know. I always think about that shit.
Yeah, they're fun. They look funny.
But yeah, high school. We talked a little high school. Oh, yeah. And then our high school didn't have a sports team because it was a
continuation. I always tell the trolls that the Raiders were going to come out for like some tryouts. And they would get pumped.
So stupid.
Oh, for real, fool?
Damn. That's fucking hilarious. And that's kind of why I also, actually that makes sense. That's kind of why I also go back and say I don't remember a lot of people, because I ended in North Park and not everyone was in North Park towards the end.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of like don't remember people, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, we had a cool gym too.
Yeah. The weightlifting gym was cool. Oh, dude, we had a shop class. First of all, do you regret like not paying attention to shop? Or not?
Hell swan. I will just do Pit My Ride.
Yeah. So there was a shop class. What was his name?
Mr. Edwards? Mr. Eddie?
Mr. Eddie's the fake teacher. Mr. Edwards, yeah. And he looked like Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
That shit's so funny. And then and there were two classes in Mr. Edwards' class. It was the class that really wanted to learn. And they would like show you how to like do oil changes and actually do shit.
They had legit cars there.
Yeah, they had. It was a legit shop. Yeah. It was better than the SV shop. Oh, 100%. Fuck yeah. Yeah. And then the other half was like, you want the credits? Just sit here, watch Pit My Ride, and take notes. I don't know how the fuck that correlates to learning about shop, but that was the fucking course. And H and I for the most part, the whole class was just Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
And then, like, six people went to, like, actually learn stuff.
Nerd.
Yeah. And then they actually did, like, real oil changes and shit. Imagine, like, getting your oil changed by some cholo and continuing in high school. That's, like, fucking crazy, you know? Yeah. I remember I asked my mom. I was like, hey, could you bring the car in here? She was like, fuck no.
They offered it?
Yeah. But I didn't get it.
That's funny.
I didn't get it. I was like, why's my mom saying, why's my mom being a bitch? And now I'm like, now that I have my car, I'm like, fuck no. I would never let a high schooler do my fucking oil change, especially out of high school, you know?
Yeah.
And then, your brother also went to continuation school.
Yeah.
You could tell that story, actually.
Now you tell it.
Like, oh, okay. I do the voices.
You, yeah.
Yeah. So H and I were in the weightlifting class. It's like an elective. We got our credits already, just chilling in the weight room. And then your brother Ricky comes with us because he doesn't want to go to shop class. And then we're fucking chilling, having a badass day, doing bits.
So right now Ricky's supposed to be in the auto shop technically.
Yeah, he's supposed to be
where we're at.
Yeah, he's supposed to be in shop class. He's in the weight room with us. And then he notices the teacher because they take a roll call and he comes out and he goes, he opens the door and we just see his servants come in. And he goes, dude. He's like the whitest white guy ever. He goes, dude, what are you doing, dude? Oh, shit. And he goes, it's boring. He's like, you gotta tell your counselor, dude. You can't be not showing up to class. Get over here. And that's when we invented the press lap bit. And then he walked your brother out so defeated, and he literally had his head down. And then you were like, oh, like he like doing a bit. Like the teacher slapped him in the back of the head, and then that became a bit in itself. I remember that shit. We just saw him as like, it's boring. Shit was fucking funny, man. We used to ditch a lot too. Ditching was cool.
Did we?
Yeah, we used to ditch a lot.
Oh, you're right, huh? In lunch, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, during lunch, yeah.
Yeah, we would just leave and not come back.
Worst security ever, by the way. Just fucking let kids walk in and out. Yeah, dude. The proctor was just like, veteranos de veteranos.
Yeah.
I remember there was a chola at the UPS. Mm-hmm. There was like security because you walk through a metal detector every morning. And then there was, like, the chola would be there when we were leaving. So she worked, like, the tarde shift. And in the beginning, it was, like, this nerdy guy who, he's, like, he wanted to be, like, a ninja. He was, like, a crazy white boy. And he would wear, like, fingerless gloves. And, like, he would do, like, I don't know. He would be practicing his kicks outside and shit. Like, crazy guy. And then the chola was outside. The chola was outside, like, after we were done with our shifts. And I remember my friend, like, telling him, like, hey, like, do you ever heard of the artist MB Riders?
No.
There's like a cholo group, like a cholo Chicano rap group that was big in like the 90s or early 2000s. And then he was like, hey, you like MB Riders? So she's like, huh? How do you know? And we just fucking started laughing.
That's looking funny.
And she's like, hey, fuck you, fools. All right, let's see if I let you bring your phones next fucking time. Yeah, but MB Riders is super cholo. It's like, I'll show you a picture of him. Like, for boss for sure knows. And then, there's no picture of him, but yeah. Right here. Like that style. Like, SPM type of style.
Could you play a song?
Oh, I could play a song. Let me see. MB Riders. Let's see what their number one song is.
She actually liked them. Oh, this song?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know this song.
That's a fucking good song, actually.
That's funny.
But yeah, I remember that. What's the craziest coworker you ever had? Any job?
Craziest coworker? Like personal or like in work?
Like personal, that like coworker that like. Like the white boy I told you that would practice like ninja moves outside. Like a crazy person like that where you're like, damn, like, this was crazy. Like
probably that recent one I had. That guy, that white guy.
Oh, okay. That guy.
Yeah. Probably him only because due to the story, like outside how he was and how he acts too.
Yeah.
how he got fired.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. That's
funny. I don't know. Maybe I can't think of one maybe right now, but I know there's been a lot of weird ass fools.
Yeah, I noticed like there's a lot of people that we call crazy.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I think like, oh, like, I know I'm not fucking crazy, so they're crazy. Yeah. Like that. Even though that kind of sounds paranoid, but I know like when I see some fool that's like, I don't know, like people that we see and they're just like, oh, like grown adults that like when they go shopping, they still wear gloves and masks. Like that's fucking weird. Like, and the gloves, like I know that you're not a fucking normal person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're the weird person. There was a cashier that I worked with recently, and he was like in his fucking late 40s, and he was really tall, and he looked like the fucking plumber for Sweet Life Second Cody. He's fucking weird. And I guess one time he had heard me and the homie Landon talking about wrestling, and it turns out that fool likes wrestling too. And it's fool like every time I was in the break room, he would just play wrestling songs in his phone loud. And like he would like try to quiz me, like, oh, I bet you don't know this song. And I'd be like, bro, like, the first time he did it, I was with Landon. And then the first time I was like, oh, yeah, cool, I guess the first couple ones. After a while, I was like, bro, like, you're fucking annoying. Like, you're annoying me already, you know?
And what do you like?
And I never told him. Because he's one of those, like, social retards where sometimes, I don't know about you, I feel bad for social retards sometimes. And I don't want to be mean to them because I know they're socially retarded. And do you feel bad about that?
I don't know, because I know they're not even going to get it.
Yeah, they're not going to learn, you mean? Or, yeah,
no, they're not even going to notice it, you know?
Tell
them, like, what's the difference, you know?
Yeah, okay, I see. So then I'm like, and then it got to a point where, like, Landon and I wouldn't talk about wrestling when he was in the break room. Or we would be talking about wrestling, and then this fool would come in. And he would just start playing the wrestling music. And I'll be like, bro, like, that's annoying. Like, because there's people here, and, like, it's rude. Like, we're talking, you know? And then I was talking to one person. This happened, like, weeks later. And then I was talking to a person, and then he starts doing the same thing. And I told him, I was like, hey, Arlen, that's fucking rude. Could you fucking stop doing that? That's not what normal people do, bro. And he just stopped. And then, like, he washed his hands, and he, I guess, didn't take his break. But I was just like, you're crazy. Like, that's a crazy guy that I've worked with recently. Like, you're just a crazy person, you know?
He's still there, no?
Nah, he got fired for being racist.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, allegedly. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Yeah, that's a crazy person I used to know.
Damn.
Yeah.
Does it concern you how funny is it, like, that they hire these people?
Yeah, there are sometimes people where I think, how the fuck did this fool pass a background check and how did he get hired?
Yeah.
Because I'm very proud of, like, my getting a feeling from someone kind of shit. And I think that, like, dude, like, this fool sat down with someone in a room by himself and interviewed. And someone thought he was, like, good to go, you know? And I don't even care if he's bad at his job. It's not even that they're bad at their job or they're not. It's just, like, you're a crazy person and they hired you. You're a fucking weirdo and they hired you. You're a crazy chick and they hired you. Like, that's, like, insane to me, you know? Does it ever blow your mind?
It does. Yeah? I mean, it has, yeah, recently.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure your last job or whatever, you were like, what the fuck? This was crazy, you know?
Yeah, like, this was crazy. Like, what the fuck are you doing
here? He's just trouble. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
Like, what did he do? Did he pay somebody? Even though it's crazy thinking, but yo, it does come across your mind, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I feel that way where, like, I almost feel like interviews are like a lost art. Like, people don't,
nowadays, like, with the rules, or at least in this state, I don't know how it is.
I remember, like, at the end of Home Depot, like, or at least the store I was in, it always tripped me out that they were like, oh, yeah, like, we were hiring, like, a lot of people and a lot of weird people. And then they were like, oh, my ops ASM at the time, he was like, yeah, dude, we don't even hire them anymore. They get hired through third party, and they just come in on orientation day. And, like, that's it. Like, you never even met this guy, but he applied online and they scheduled an interview without fucking even, like, anything, you know? Like, not even schedule an interview. They just fucking hired them and put him on orientation. And I always thought that's fucking insane that you guys are doing that. And he was like, oh, it's a company thing. I don't know if it's still a thing, but that's fucking insane to me. Like, oh, you just apply and then, like, okay, like, you start tomorrow or you start next week. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. That shit fucking blows my mind. Like, I had a coworker that I'm pretty sure, like, 100% was jacking off in the tree lot in Monrovia. I've told this story before, maybe not in the pod, but I told it, where I was in charge of the tree lot that year. And then we have a shed in our tree lot at the Monrovia Home Depot, because that's a big store. So the tree lot's fucking huge. And it's so big that they put a shed in there every year, and they put a register there and a cashier, and people pay for it in there. Most stores, they'll just go to garden. And it was this new guy, this new cashier. And then it gets dark at night, obviously, right? And the shed has fucking Christmas lights, and it has lights inside. And people could see that it's open and like, oh, buy your tree here. And then this fool's like, turns it off, the lights off, right? And then some customers are like, oh, where do I pay? Like, and customers are confused. And I'm like, oh, I go. And I'm like, hey, bro, can you keep the light on? You know, I was like, thank you. And he goes, all right, cool. And then again, it's like fucking off, you know? And then now I'm a little more rude. I'm like, hey, man, my customers don't know where to pay. Like, do you need to keep this on? He's like, oh, all right. He's some fat fucking weird guy. And then I come in the third time. The third time I see it's off, I fucking just walk in through the door. Because I'm telling this but him by the window.
Yeah.
And then the third time I fucking just fucking push the door in. And this fool's like putting his pants up. I'm not going to lie and say they were all the way on the floor. But they were definitely like low. So like he wasn't just fixing his belt. You know, sometimes you don't tie your belt. It was like low, like this. And he was like, oh, hey, like, don't you knock? And I was like, hey, man. Like, it's his room.
Don't you knock.
Like, it's his room. He's the one jacking off in public. And he's telling me, don't you knock. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is your problem? And he goes, oh. He's like, man. He's like, I like it in the dark. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I told my head cashier, I was like, hey, this food, I told him like three fucking times. And it's annoying. And they moved it back inside. And then he never went to work the next day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I swear. And I thought that was, like, weird.
He never went to
work. Never went back. He's like, some fat guy with, like, emo hair. And he had, like, a scarf around him. He was, like, super weird looking. He looked like a Johnny Depp character. But, like, fat and not Johnny Depp, you know? And creepy. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. You know quien tiene cuerpo de él? That I'll tell you?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah, like it's like that style of person where like even like the way they stand, they're like hunched over, like like in a weird way. Like I don't know.
No, I see.
Yeah, yeah, that's weird, like that. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, crazy people, man.
Man, I think the Outside Podcast should let us know about their experiences with weird coworkers.
What's your craziest coworker and your weirdest coworker interaction? Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, that should be one.
Let us know.
And both too.
Let us know at OffTopicPodcast34 or text us if you know us. Or whatever.
Email us.
Or email us at OffTopicPodcast34@gmail.com.
I'm pretty sure everybody has encountered some weird stories.
Maybe we're the weird coworkers.
I don't think we are.
Nah, that's I guess fine. They could say we're like dicks and stuff, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's it. But I mean,
yeah.
Rather dicks than fucking weirdos.
Yeah, I know.
We're just being honest.
You know what's crazy too is like really, really bad texters, you know? Like people that like let's say you follow an Instagram model, mm-hmm. and like you look at her comments, and it's some guy from like Bucharest, like very beautiful titties, beautiful. Wish I could suck them all day. Funny. That's fucking crazy, isn't it?
It's funny because they think like nobody's seeing it, you know. At least I hope.
Yeah, no, and then it's crazy that's like, but. There are some of them that know that these comments are public. And that's, like, fucking crazy to me. And some of them have, like, pictures of their family and their username. They don't give a fuck. Like, it'll be, like, some girl, like, getting ice cream. And then fucking a fucking Arabic man will comment, very beautiful cum pussy. He's like, I wish I can cum all over your beautiful pink pussy.
That's fucking funny.
And it's like, what the fuck? Like, that shit blows my mind. That's, like, my version of, like, what the fuck? Like, these people are crazy. Like, people are crazy. Yeah. Shit online like that.
Yeah. But they also live in a place where nobody fucking sees them, you know?
Yeah, or, like, or more commonly, and I'll send you some so you can look at them. It's, like, people that, like, follow porn stars, and then, like, you look at their comments, and then, like, they say they post a selfie, not even porn, right?
Actually, not... fuck it. I regret the thing of, like, they live in foreign countries, because I know personally a couple that... I know personally, and they follow like a shitload of porn stars.
Yeah.
And they'll comment like beautiful, like emojis, you know, probably not too deep, like pink pussy, but but they'll still like kind of expose themselves, like, oh, like, God, like you got wet, you know, like,
yeah, when
you
saw and, it, like, you know? And like you're jerking out to this. And this is the thing, you follow your two favorites, your three favorites, whatever, maybe, but there are foods that all their shit is that, right? Yeah. And I think that's fucking insane. And you're right, our fools that, like, let's say, like, fucking, like, one of them posts, like, a picture that made an omelet today, and then someone, like, someone that we know would be like, looks very delicious. You are such a talented and sexy woman, inside and outside of the industry. I would love to share an omelet with you one day. Maybe a piece of pie? Wink, wink. Like, that's fucking crazy, bro. And there are people that fucking do that shit, you know?
There is. I forgot.
Yeah.
See if I can pull some up and show you.
Yeah. And some of these people are cool. Like,
no, they're cool, yeah.
But it's like, oh, like, you have some sort of shame where you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of, I don't know, is that cool or what?
It's not cool.
Yeah, it's not.
What I notice is people like that respectfully who like don't ever get nobody, you know?
Yeah.
But they're cool as fuck, you know? Hold up.
Yeah, I don't know. It could be that. Let's see. Okay. Yeah.
And I'm gonna show you his list.
Okay. Let's see his list.
Like, he only gets followed by 100 people and follows like 3,000.
Read the list.
Hold up. Let me see. Hurry up.
Man, he deleted all of them. He's in a relationship.
He deleted his post.
No, I know his post. Yeah.
He follows. Look.
Okay, so he follows thirst trap people. Like,
there's no chance for you there. You
Yeah.
And let's see the next one. The very next one.
Yeah. Caleb Beast. Okay, yeah. Like, it's all that, you know?
Yeah.
Look. Oh, wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
He's active
for sure, yeah. Also, there's only so many times you could jack off, you know? Like, that's a lot of girls to choose from. I don't know. That's what I think sometimes. But this is the thing, like, you're right. It's not even just like you have your two favorites or your couple favorites. Like, nah, like, that's all your pages.
That's your feed, like, you know? Like, when you get on Instagram? Like,
yeah. And I don't give a fuck. I got nothing to hide. Look, like, my feed on Instagram, it's steak because I've been trying to learn how to grill. It's video games. It's The Penguin on HBO. It's fucking music, Idols, the band. Wrestling, of course, right? Like, you know, these foods, it's all just like fucking...
Like, just
a girl shopping at Target with a fucking PBL ass, you know?
Yeah, or at the beach, you know, like, just some girl posing and shit, yeah?
Yeah, that shit. And then they're commenting, like, would love to take a slow walk on the beach with you, BBY.
BBY.
Yeah, like, that's just fucking crazy, you know?
What does BBY stand for?
I don't know. I think baby? BB?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know a lot of shit. I say, like, to my girlfriend, I say, like, babe and, like... Baby girl. I say basic stuff like
that. Yeah, I mean, it's not normal. It's normal, you know?
I don't say toxico, toxica. I don't say Heina. I don't say my bitch.
My bitch, like,
that's fucking so gross.
People call their girls.
I've checked people that I'm friends with, like, hey, man, like, don't fucking say that. That's, like, fucking crazy to say that. And they'll say it, like, out loud. And not even because I'm a respectful fucking person. Just like, yeah, I'm going to hang out with my bitch later. Like, what the fuck? Like, don't say that, bro. That's
fucking funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't do it, but that's funny to hear.
Yeah, I don't call... What else? I think toxica is the grossest thing. Oh, yeah, me llama la toxica. You know, don't get you, like, bro, like, gross. Like, it's nasty.
Or even when they claim themselves that and they know they're, like, a very toxic person.
Princesa is cringy as fuck, too, fool. It is. That shit's that. Like, oh, yo soy la princesa. Like, yo soy... I don't know. Like, yo soy una reina buchona. Like, oh, like, you're fucking gross. Right?
There's,
like,
too many of you guys, then.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, be have your own thing, you know?
Yeah, be a little different, you know?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
So did you hear about Fernando Valenzuela?
Oh, yeah, he did die, huh? Yeah, he did pass away.
Yeah, rest in peace. But there was something that actually, like, made me laugh about it. Not his death, but it was World Star Hip Hop. So you know how whenever, like, a rapper dies, they say, like, oh, like, fucking Lil Fuzi shot dead at the Roscoe's.
Yeah.
When they made a post about Valenzuela, they said, Valenzuela found dead today at 63.
Yeah, like, he got shot.
Yeah, it's like they copy and pasted the same shit, and they just put it on him.
It's just a picture of, like, Mac B instead. That's hilarious. Yeah, rest in peace. You know, my dad was just saying that I looked like him the other day.
That's
2 weeks ago.
He just started roasting you?
He was just talking shit. He's like, hey, las temas se parece al toro, whatever the fuck his name is.
El toro Valenzuela.
Yeah, and I was like, and I didn't know who that was. I thought it was like a luchador. And then he was like, and then my siblings were like, yeah, kind of. And then, yeah, like 2 weeks later, he died. Yeah. Man. So my dad killed him, guys. No, I'm just kidding. Rest in peace, legend. Where's he from? Is he Mexican?
Sonora.
Yeah, Sonora. Oh, so he's Mexican.
Yeah, he was Mexican. He helped him win the 1981 World Series.
Nice. That's cool, then.
He kind of opened up like the Mexican fan base for the Dodgers there.
Oh, wow. Really? Time.
Yeah, he kind of opened it, like made Mexicans more involved in it.
Well, hopefully they can win it in his honor.
That'd that'd be cool.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. What do you think about LA teams that win?
I think they can't control their wins or victories. Yeah. Real fans can, but majority of the fans ruined it, you know, for those real fans. All the trolls are going to be burning out tire watch and shit.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's going to be gross. Shoplifting.
Are cholos your least favorite type of group?
Nah, it's because there's a lot of cool ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool. Yeah, that is true. We are friends with some.
I think in just in general, ghetto people are just like fucking my least favorite.
Because there's like white ghetto people, especially here in the IE. Yeah. Get a lot of like, hey, babe, like that. Like shit. Like, yeah. Like, it's like, hey, look, let's get this one. Like, oh, the other day I'm not going to say where, but I had to check somebody.
Oh, shit.
It was at work. It was fucking dead. And like, there's three little kids, and they're all dressed in like pro clubs. They're like little kids, you know. They're like future little cholos, and a dad is there, and he's like a short, fat cholo, and he's like fucking like Mexican, you know. And he's like a veterano looking guy, and then he goes like, and I don't see him. I just hear hello, hello. The kids yelling hello, and then the dad like, hey, louder, louder, like trying to be funny, like that. There's no one there, you know. And I'm like, and there's a new kid coming, Reynaldo's coming from down the racetrack, and he goes, hello, like, all nice, you know, and he goes, oh, I'm on my way, and I was like, hell no, like, these fools are being annoying, you know, and I just start walking up to him, and I go, what's up, what do you need, and he goes, oh, I'm looking at dishwashers, and I was like, oh, which one, and he's like, which one, I told him which one, and he was like, I don't know yet, and I was like, oh, so you're a lot of hollering, and you don't know yet, and then he was like, oh, well, there's nobody here, and I'm like, all right, cool, and then I sell him a dishwasher, everything cool, I literally leave, I give him his receipt, I leave. And I hear, hey, what about, I got a question about this. And I'm already like, fuck this fool, I'm going to ignore him. I'm already leaving. And then the kids start yelling again, hello, hello, like, hello. And this fool starts yelling again, hello. And I come back, I swear on everything I love. I go, hey, man, you guys yell a lot. I told him that. You guys yell a lot. And then he was like, well, there's nobody here. That's annoying. And I told him, I was like, bro, like, that's like something my wife does. I'm not even married, guys. I just fucking wanted to make him sound like a bitch. I was like, that's literally something my wife does. Like, when she gets bad service, like, bro, you're cool. He's like, hey, you calling me a hyena? Then I was like, bro, like, you're being rude. And I was like, and you're making your kids do this. Like, and that's rude. I basically called him a bad father, and he didn't even do shit about it. And he asked me like a question about the dryer, and I answered him, and he fucking left. And that's what I mean by like, sometimes socially retarded people could also be aggressive.
Yeah.
And that's like an aggressive type of social retard where like, they're not a weird nerdy guy that likes wrestling, you know? They're like a fool that thinks he's tough. And then now he's teaching his kids to fucking act like that. And I was like, hell no, like, you're being fucking annoying. And I guess I agree with you then, if, like, sometimes you do gotta tell them, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do, yeah. When they're like that, especially.
Yeah. I noticed you like to calm fools down when they're like, oh, this is esperados for shit. Oh, I need to find this screw. Or, like, hold on. Like,
yeah. Chill, we're not gonna get nowhere if we're fucking.
Yeah. I also hate long explanations. Like, yeah. Hey, can you help me with something? I was like, yeah. And you're like, okay, so this is what happened. And I'm already like,
oh. They won't tell you the whole story. Yeah. You already know it's going to be like difficult.
I'm not going to have it. Yeah. I'm not going to have it. And I'll tell them. I'll tell them like right away when you showed me a picture, you pulled out your phone and you like, oh, so I wasn't going to have it. Like, you just learn shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I don't understand people.
I don't know. I know. My homegirl was doing a bit the other week. She was like, oh, imagine. She was like, oh, fucking some guy stopping me in electrical. Like, what the fuck? Like, I know what I'm doing. She's like a cashier. And then she was like, she was doing a bit where she'd be like, oh, okay, it's giving bitch. Like, oh, like, you don't know anything, you know? She was like doing bit, like, she didn't tell him, obviously, but she was like, oh, okay, a bigger woman, more of a woman than me. Like, if this man doesn't know, you know? And then I was just like, yeah, like, some fools is like, so lost, you know? But,
poor men.
Anyway, you know who isn't lost if they want to find us on social media?
The Off Topic Army. Just gotta follow us on Instagram at Off Topic Podcast 34. Listen, follow us on Twitter at Off Topic Podcast 34, and like us on Facebook at Off Topic Podcast.
Hell yeah. Off Topic Podcast 34. We can't wait to see you guys next week and do some more podcasts for you. And
close to the 150 mark.
More content. I know, almost 200, man. Wow. That is crazy, huh? That's 52 episodes a year if we don't miss a week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, 52 episodes a year.
Damn, that's looking a lot.
Do you think that's a lot of content?
Yes.
Yeah, huh?
Because I mean, add the hours.
Yeah. If someone told you they first started listening to the podcast, would you tell them to listen from the first one to the current one or from top to bottom?
I think from the first.
From the first?
Just so they can see the improvement.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's fair, huh?
And obviously, they get better content as they stay in, you know?
Yeah, oh, you're saying it would be kind of like lame if they could start from like more experience. So like, yeah.
I mean, it's not bad either.
It's not bad. Kind of
like up to date, you know, like or a content or what's it called, current news.
Episode 1 and 3 are still one of our top episodes, they're definitely not bad. Yeah,
yeah, I'm pretty sure not.
Yeah. Well, I had a blast today, sir. A really good one.
It was funny. My head hurts a little.
I enjoyed talking about. Laughing. Yeah, I enjoyed talking about high school.
Yeah.
And
memories.
Yeah, and even being a little real earlier, like Hangman Adam Page and CM Punk. That was a blast.
Showing them behind the scenes.
That was a blast. But
it was cool.
We're good though. I just wanna say it was a great episode.
That was funny.
I wanna do more though. And hopefully get some guests, dude.
I mean, we were in talks with somebody earlier this week, but we'll see where that goes or lands. And
yeah, I'm not dying to fucking have guests either.
Yeah.
Like I don't. It's more like I just want to do more. But, yeah, I'm not, like, going to be, like, oh, like, hop on, you know? But if you guys know of anything that you would want us to collab with or anybody you would want us to have on, let us know. And we'll fucking run it for you. And it'll be the best. And it'll be the funniest. And it'll be the realest. Because HT is here. And because Koba is here. And we are the Outside Podcast. Sir,
I am H. And we, and Koba right here, we are ew.